Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Is it ever acceptable for a parent to take on their child's bully? Now, the reason I'm going to ask you this today is because there is a video which is doing the rounds. It's gone viral on social media. And the video appears to show a father physically attacking a group of teenage girls. It is alleged that the girls had previously bullied his daughter. Now, I can't talk about the particular video. You can go and view it. It is online. It's kind of gone viral at the moment because we don't know the full story yet. But if the situation is to be believed, it does raise an interesting discussion on how parents should deal with bullies. So leaving aside that video, I don't want to discuss it personally, that the particular video. But do you think it's ever acceptable for a parent to physically harm or approach the person who's bullying their child? I mean, it's not the first time this situation has risen. Last year in Australia, a father was filmed choking a 15-year-old boy who'd been bullying his daughter. Speaking out after the incident, the father said he was giving the boy a good old-fashioned talking to when the teenager smiled at him, prompting him to snap. His daughter claimed the child had relentlessly bullied her by calling her names and giving her insulting gifts. The father intended on giving the boy a good old-fashioned talking to, but he ended up physically assaulting him. Footage of the incident showed the moment that the grown man threw himself towards the boy, who was sitting on a bench at the time, and the teenager suffered bruising to his throat and scratches to his limbs in the fight, which was eventually broken up by his friends. Friends of the father praised him for sticking up for his princess, with one saying he hoped he would do it again. So, is it ever right to do it? I mean, a woman believed to be the mother of the bullying victim defended the father, saying he did what any parent would do in that situation. So today I want to talk to you about bullying and ask you what you would do as a parent. And as a parent, I know, I mean, my own daughter was bullied. I was bullied in school. A lot of people get bullied. It's very common, unfortunately. And as a parent, I know that feeling. When you know who the bullies are, you want to go to their house and beat the shit out of them. That's exactly what you feel you should do as a parent to protect your child. It's not the right thing to do, but that's the way you feel at the time. There is no reason why, in your own head, you shouldn't do that, particularly when the parents of these particular children are not willing to do anything about it. Or you go to the guards, and unfortunately the guards say, well, no, we can really do it. They haven't actually done anything yet. You know, they might be calling their names and stuff like that. Look, we'll go down and give them a bit of a warning. And you kind of feel, well, you guys are not doing enough about this because they're minors. I mean, finding out that your son or daughter is being bullied is a parent's worst nightmare. But the reality is that, sadly, it is happening more and more and very little is being done about it. And so much so that young children are taking their lives. But what do you do about it? Is it ever acceptable for a parent to take matters into their own hands? If do you believe the school is letting you down and they're not doing anything about it if it's happening in school, or you believe the guards are letting you down and they're not doing enough about it? I mean, is there ever a circumstance where you believe you should be able to do something about it? Others say that under no circumstances should an adult ever put their hands on another child, regardless of them being a bully or not. But I want to get your thoughts on this. Maybe you are a parent of a child who is currently or in the past has been bullied. How would you handle it? Is it ever acceptable for a parent to approach the bully, to go up to the bully and say, don't ever touch my child again or I will put you through a wall? Is that ever an acceptable approach when you feel that every other avenue has been exhausted? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to John. John, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, John?
How you doing, Niall?
John, is that ever an option? When you, even if you've exhausted all other avenues, be it the schools, be it the guards, and this bully is relentlessly bullying your child, is it ever an option?
Yeah, I have to say, Niall, I have no time for bullies. Bullies are scum. And can I just say before I move on, that last story is absolutely shocking that's going on with the housing. I bet they're all earmarked for immigration, which is totally wrong.
Well, we don't know. We don't know.
I
that.
Bet, Niall, I can tell you 9 times out of 10, them houses are ready to go for foreign immigrants. Because that's what's being pushed now in society today by this government.
Okay, well, that's a whole other topic in relation to that. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the circumstances of who has it, okay? So let's move away from that if we can.
Yeah.
But it is a shocking story regardless.
Absolutely disgusting, to say the least. Now, getting back to your topic. Yeah, anybody whose child who's been bullied and the authorities aren't taking no and the schools aren't taking no and the parents are left with the only option but to take these bullies out once and for all, because the last thing bullies expect is for a parent to go for them. The last thing bullies expect for somebody to actually give them back their own medicine. And that's what we should be given out to these people, to these bullies. I don't care what age they are. I don't care what sex they are. I don't care what colour they are. The fact of the matter is, if you're a bully, you're scum, and you deserve everything that's coming to you, by a parent or anybody else.
But you're the one, if you did it, John, if it was your child, and let's say you'd gone to the school, you'd gone to the guards, and you felt you were banging your head off a wall, and it was still happening, and you went up to that kid, this, say, 15-year-old, and you put him up against the wall and said, don't ever touch my daughter again, or I know what I'll do with you. You're the one who could go to jail.
Yeah.
That's the problem, isn't it?
And that's the problem, Niall. Here is the problem. I mean, how many people, and this is what gets to me about, there's a victim at the end of every bully. And I know that do-gooders will come out and say, oh, well, the bullies themselves are victims and blah, blah, blah. I don't care for that end of things. The fact of the matter is, how many young people, how many older people, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, what you know, what sex you are, how many people in life have taken their lives, committed suicide over bullying? Let it be in the workplace, let it be in the school, let it be in college, let it be your local housing estate. How many people have actually taken their lives? And what has the state done for them people? Nothing. They've never picked up the pieces of the victims that are left behind.
And I'm not disagreeing with you.
And that's where it's wrong.
No,
I don't
look,
care
John, no, you're 100% right. The state doesn't do enough. There isn't enough legislation there to help people who are in that situation. I completely agree with you. I believe the schools aren't doing enough.
No.
And the guards aren't doing enough when it comes to it. Maybe their hands are tied as well, okay, with the legislation. But what I'm saying to you is, you know, that still legally doesn't give you a right to assault somebody.
And it doesn't give you, and it doesn't give that person a legal right to bully your child either. So, you know, two wrongs don't make a right here. I mean, any parent who has to go out and take their measures, I take my hat off to them, because there's nobody out there to help a parent. I mean, when you have a child coming in and are afraid to speak to you about bullying or they're self-harming or they're having suicidal thoughts and suddenly you're standing over a grave, well, I'm sorry, normal society's rules or liberal Nazi society's rules don't bother me. And to be quite honest, any parent who actually takes that much interest in their child to make sure that they're safe from bullying, I take my hat off to them completely.
Even if it involves an adult assaulting a child?
Even if it does involve an adult going out and kicking the shit out of them, yeah.
I know, I'm not going to condone that behaviour, but I do understand the frustration and why people would feel that way. But I can't condone that behaviour. I've never done it. Don't get me wrong, I admit it, John, I felt like it. I actually did feel like it, you know, on one particular occasion. I knew who the people were. And, you know, I felt like going to the house because I knew their parents had been dragged up as well as them, to be honest with you. And we weren't going to do anything about it. And I felt like going down, and there were two girls, and I felt like going down and, you know, and dealing with them myself. But I can't do that. And I'm an adult. I have to be more sensible and logical about things.
But let me put this to you, Niall. Let me put this to your listeners today. Which is the better thing? Going down and kicking the shit out of a bully or standing over a grave?
No, I know.
No, seriously, because that's reality.
But again, you're not much use to your child if you're in jail for assault. But stay there for a second. Stay there, please, John. Let me go to Jackie. Jackie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Jackie? Jackie, you had a similar situation.
From wet and cold Limerick.
Sorry?
Greetings from wet and cold Limerick.
Oh, it's very... Is it wet and cold today in Limerick, is it?
It is always Angela's Atlas in Limerick.
I know. Not as bad as Salt Hill in Galway, mind you, but however. Still bad. Jackie, you were... your child was being bullied.
Well, my child is now 39, but I had her very young, so I'm still very young, right? I'm not there. But anyway, having said that, she was being bullied by... She was 14... And the person at the time was 14, and they bullied her and bullied.
And what were they doing to her? Like, were they physically harming her?
No, they weren't. But they were, which is worse, really. They were mentally
psychological. Yeah.
Yeah, psychological, and getting people to call her names, and you know, she wore glasses, and she was thin, and that, you know, and it was horrific.
So they were socially isolating her, making her feel bad.
Absolutely, absolutely. But anyway, the long and the short of it is that I got absolutely sick of it. Now, bear in mind when I say this was what? She's 39 now, she was 14. That's how many years ago? 25 years ago, right? But I still remember the day as if it was only yesterday. I went up to the house and the young one was 14 and came out and she was pure cheeky to me. absolutely pure cheeky, and to make a long story short, I give her a slap across the face.
Right.
And she never bullied her again after that. But up to this day.
And what was there any repercussions to you slapping her across the face?
No, there wasn't.
Did she go home and tell her parents that you slapped her across the face?
Well, I did, and it's her own front door. Her parents were out. I lost the plot. Like, she was being really, really cheeky to me. And I still feel guilty to this day that I did that. I shouldn't have done it, you know. But sometimes when you're in that position and you're just tormented over your own child, you are capable of doing something like that.
I mean, it is. I mean, you have to be at the end of your tether to, you know, to get to that point. And I understand that.
I've never, ever done that to my own children, never mind anyone else's.
Now, I know John is there applauding you for that, right?
I'm absolutely applauding him for that, because there's too many people there. I don't want to cut across that lady. There's too many people there today who are going around with emotional scars, physical scars, emotional, psychiatric illnesses because of bullying.
No, I'm not disagreeing with him that it is a horrendous thing that happened to me when I was in school for years, right?
Yeah.
And I've talked about it on TV before and radio as well. It's a horrendous thing to happen to anyone. And yes, it can damage you for the rest of your life.
It can absolutely destroy your life, not damage you.
Yeah, I was bullied as well, you see. And this is why I put myself in that position. I'm an only child like you. I was adopted. And people were telling me that my nana and granddad was waiting for me at the school, and it was actually my mother and father, and we say my adopted mother and father, but they were elderly when they adopted me, and I got terrible bullying over that growing up.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I don't want to condone adults assaulting children, because that's not what we should do as a society.
Exactly.
And there has to be a better way to deal with things, but
yes.
I do have an understanding of why it happens or how it can come to that point.
Yeah, but up to this day, I feel desperate. Every time I see that woman, she's a grown woman of 40 now, and when I see her, I go, oh my God, I cannot believe I slapped that person. But having said that, and again, I'm not condoning it or making excuses, it did work. Straight away, the bullying stopped. Isn't that hard to imagine?
Well, no, it isn't that hard to imagine. And did you at any stage think about going to the parents of that child? No, you didn't.
I didn't. I suppose I had thought about it at the time that I knocked on the door, but that she happened to come out.
Right, okay, I get what you mean, yeah.
The opportunity was there, I don't mean the opportunity was there and I took it, but she was in front of me and she was being so brazen to me and standing up to me that I just lost it. And I could see where my own daughter was scared and listening to her bullying. You know, I could see her bullying my child when she was standing there bullying me at the door, and she was 14 at the time, and no fear of God or nothing, brazen out, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear what you're saying.
But and I shouldn't have done it.
I know you shouldn't have done it, but you did, and that's just what happens sometimes when people lose control of themselves because they want to protect their children.
Mm-hmm.
And because your children are your most valuable possessions, if that's what you want to call it.
After all these years, I still feel terrible remorse and regret on that. That when I see her, or I see any of her sisters, or the parents even, I just still shrink inside like...
No, I can actually hear it in your voice as well, that you seem almost ashamed of what you did.
That it isn't the... Look,
you're saying it's not the right thing to do, but
it's not the right thing.
But you've been in that position, so you understand why people can lose the rag.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I rang up to say that I understand it's not the right thing to do. I mean, if someone laid a hand on my grandchildren at the moment, I'd kill them myself. You know?
Mm. And that's the way we all feel. But there is a process there. You know, you go to your school if it's happening in school, or you go to the guards if it's not happening in school, and that's the process. But sometimes the process doesn't work.
There's a way to deal with it. Having said all that, it stopped it straight away. So where do you go? I'd be interested to hear what that man has to say about that and what other people have to say. Where do you go? It stopped it. So there was a point proven. Having said that, I'm still left with remorse and guilt all those years later.
Okay, well, hang on for a second. So, okay, let me read some of the texts. Some of the texts that are coming in. So he says, Niall, you don't deal with the bully yourself because then you become the bully. Another person says, give the little scroats old fella a hiding. Job done. Well, now hold on. The little scrout's outfit. It might be a nice guy. He's not necessarily his fault. His son is a little scrout, and maybe if you talk to the owl fella, he might give the little scrout a hiding himself, and that would save you the bother, then, wouldn't it? Let me go to Niall. You're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Niall? Niall, your daughter was bullied in school.
My daughter was bullied in school, and the school did, and my niece as well. Daughter stood up for herself, and she knocked the shite out of her, completely near killed her, and then the school had the neck to suspend her.
So your daughter defended herself?
Oh yeah, she stood up for herself. When we went to the school, we told them what was going on, constantly going on for months. Then, you know yourself, now you just snap.
Yeah.
And she snapped, and she killed this young one, and the principal suspended her.
So for standing up for herself, she got suspended, and that's really unfair. Yeah. I'm sorry, there's a really bad buzzing on your line there, Niall, but I get the point you're making that, unfortunately, it kind of backfired a little bit there. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Bullying is a terrible act. Usually there's a gang of them. I was part of a gang when I was at school, and to make matters worse, the young fellow was backward, whatever that means. That comes in from Mike. The person says, hi, Niall. Until the parents of these bullying, abusive savages can be sued down to the loose change in their pockets, this issue is going to continue. There's no real will in society at large to deal with this problem. I am now of the opinion that there is, in fact, a sneaking regard for bullying scum and contempt for their victims. Otherwise, why was this abuse not tackled years ago? That comes in from Sean. Somebody else says, no, I agree totally. People can feel like they want to attack the person in question, but all that will happen is you're the one who'll end up in jail, and you'll be of no benefit to your child whilst you're behind bars. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Is it ever right? Peter, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing?
How's it going, man?
Peter, you know, is it ever right? I mean, I can't be condoning people hitting minors, but I understand there are some minors out there are scum. And they're bullies, and they terrorise young children. And sometimes their parents don't do anything about it because they're equally scum.
Well, that's when you have to step in and do whatever is possible to protect your children. Now, my brother has a daughter in a school, and his daughter was getting bullied. So he was bringing the daughter to school. I want you to show me the girl and the parent. And he walked up to the parent and the girl and said, I'm telling you now, if your daughter lays a hand or bullies my child once more, there'll be serious consequences. And he went to the school, the school will set up a meeting. And, you know, if you go through that process, they bully the person more.
For telling on them, yeah.
Yeah. What ended up happening was the brother put the fear of God in them and told the parent, for the next 3 days, I'm going to stand in the schoolyard and actually watch. For 3 days, he went and stood in that schoolyard to make sure his daughter wasn't being bullied anymore. And since then, hasn't been bullied. Now, with my own children, if someone was to bully my child, I would do the same thing. I'd go with my child to the parent's house. I'd cut out the school because, all right, we'll sit down, we'll talk about it. Next thing, they're out in the yard, and they're like, you got your dad up to the school, still nothing done and all. I know how it goes on. So the first thing you should do, get your child, go to the parent's house, let them know what's happening, and that if it doesn't stop, that you'll take it further. And if the kid continues to bully, no matter what age they are, I think the child should be grabbed and given a slap and told not to be bullying anymore.
Okay, if it continues, would you not go back to the parents and say, listen, I did warn you, I told you this had to stop, I'm now going to go to the guards, rather than slapping a child?
Because
the argument is that you have lost control when you hit the child. Yes, the child is a scumbag, shouldn't be hitting your daughter, that's true, but the argument is you've lost control if you hit the child.
Because there's no control over the situation.
Yeah, because I feel the same way. I want to do what you're telling me to do, right? I would want to go down and beat the living shite out of them, right? For touching my daughter or my son or whatever it happens to be. But the law says you can't do that.
But it makes it worse, Niall, when you do it the way the law says to do it. If you go to the school and say, my daughter's being bullied, the school and say, okay, who's bullying them? You'll say the girl's or boy's name, and the teachers will say, okay, we look out for it in the yard. Your daughter comes home that day and says, I was bullied in school. The day the teacher said she was going to look out in the yard. So you go back to the school and the school says, okay, we'll set up a meeting. Meeting is set up. The kid stands in front of the principal, both sets of kids, both sets of parents, talked about. Next thing, that kid is out in the yard saying, ah, they ratted on me. They got the parents brought up. They got the principal up to the school. The bullying continues on. What do you do after that?
No, I understand the frustration. I know, I've been there. I've been in that situation. Yeah. And I understand the frustration of it.
That's why people...
I knew who the two bullies were. I knew who they were. And I'm not going to go into the air between the vile stuff that was being said. But I would have loved to have gone down to the two of them, two young ones, and throttled them. But I went to the guards, and personally I believe the guards didn't do an awful lot about it, to be honest with you. But in saying that, they said they were going to talk to them. I never heard anything more about it.
Exactly. So when situations like that happens, when it comes to your children, all necessary things have to be taken in order to protect your children.
Well, do me a favour, stay there, because I want to go to Elaine. I'm going to go back to you, Peter. I want to go to Elaine as well, who doesn't have a huge amount of time. Elaine, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Elaine?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Your son was bullied for years.
He was. It was a few years back now. Yes, he was black and blue. He came in black and blue from school, and his sack would be torn and everything. And in the end, I found out he was being bullied, and I went to the school. And they said they'd take care of it. And no, they didn't. So I ended up confronting the bully myself and threatening him and all his family.
And what did you say to him? What did you say to him?
I told him that I was going to beat up his mother and everything. I just lost the plot. And I told him that nobody could protect him or his family if he touched my children again. And it worked.
So he didn't do it again?
He didn't do it again, no.
And was there any repercussions from his parents? Or?
No, there wasn't. It was on a Friday evening that I waited for him to come off the bus. And I told him that I was going to be down in the school on the Monday morning. And the principal, nobody will be able to protect him unless his mother was there. And I actually followed through. I went down to the school. I walked up to him in the line. And he was sweating. And I just said, you're on your last chance, I said, if you dare and touch him again. And he never did. So I did frighten him. I did go a bit extreme, I think, but it worked.
Well, you know? Yes, to the extreme. But in saying that, as a parent, we do anything for our children.
Yes, yes. And, like, I suppose if I was in the situation again, God forbid, I probably would do it again. But, you know, it worked anyway for him, you know. Mm-hmm. He's happy.
Sorry, Peter?
It has to be done.
Yeah, I felt that I had to, you know.
Well, I understand when everybody says when all other avenues have been exhausted, all the normal avenues that we're told to take, when they're exhausted, and you talked about, Peter, the idea of going to the school, they organise a meeting, and sometimes the parents of the other child don't turn up and all that kind of carry on.
Yeah. So,
yeah, and in the meantime, your child is still being bullied.
Exactly. Yeah. So what are you left to do? As a parent, you see your kid coming in sad. There's nothing worse to rile up a parent than to see one of our children sad and down and out, and you're like, what's wrong with you? Oh, nothing. Come on, tell me what's wrong with you. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, I know it worked in the olden days for us because, you know, when I say the olden days, my daughter says, when you were in the olden days, Dad. Well, I'm 56, so yeah, well, if I went into my dad crying, you know, that somebody had hit me or, you know, I was being bullied, my dad would be out that door and he'd be across the road to whoever it was, and he didn't care, in fairness to him.
No.
Sorry for interrupting there, but what kicked me over was I actually kind of discovered it myself. I could see him getting withdrawn in himself. And when he did tell me, he explained to me the feeling he was getting when the young boy would come near him in the yard.
The anxiety, yes, yeah.
Yeah, and he explained it in a way that he said, like, ma'am, when you get a fright, he said, the way all your body starts tingling. You know, when
that was awful. God, you must have felt terrible listening to him saying that.
Oh, sure. I mean, I just went. He only said it to me that morning then, and I was waiting for the uncle to get off the bus that afternoon. And I kind of pinned him a little bit towards the fence, all right. But, you know, but I was really fuming. So I tried to frighten him into frightening his parents and like that. I was invincible, if you like, and don't mess with my child again sort of attitude. But it did work. And I followed through on the Monday morning going down.
Super mum, huh?
You know, out with a pitchfork.
Okay, well, okay, let's not go too far, Peter, all right? You sound like the villagers of Frankenstein there now. No, but I understand a parent's, you know, urge to protect their child, and there's nothing that will ever come between that urge for a parent to want to protect their child. I have to go to break. Thanks for sharing that story with us, Elaine. It seemed to work for you anyway. Not that I condone, once again, anybody assaulting a child or verbally assaulting a child. Even you're supposed to go to the parents. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Sometimes that doesn't work if the parents are equally scummy. But loads of people have different opinions on how you deal with a bully. Aisling, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Aisling?
Hello, Niall. Hi.
Good. And I've been made aware you've never been on radio before in your life.
No, no.
Well, well done.
And no, it's my name is Aisling.
Oh, Aisling. Sorry.
Aisling, yeah. Now, this topic is so important to me. I was 16 when this happened.
Okay.
I was in boarding school in Navan. I won't mention it.
Okay.
And this girl was being bullied day in, day out. She was kind of overweight and, you know, not particularly pretty or whatever.
Okay.
And it went on day in, day out. I was only a kid. But I remember this morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, down for breakfast, you know, whatever. And they started saying, come on over now and eat all the cornflakes, and made her look like an absolute fool. Well, I got up in front of teachers and all the students. I remember I got so angry that my I started shaking, and I pushed back my chair, you know, where I was sitting in for breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said to her, come here, you, come here. If you ever speak to her like that again, I swear to God. Now, I was 16, Niall.
Mm-hmm.
I said to her, if you ever, ever speak to her like that again, you come to me. Now, the teacher said nothing. The student said nothing. And I just said to her, what you'll do from now on, I'm not going to say her name. I remember saying her name. But what I said to her was her name. And I said, now you will sit down with us at our table. And there'll be no more of this, I can assure you.
That was a wonderful thing to do.
I've forgotten that, Niall.
Yeah, and I know you obviously had huge empathy and understanding for the situation the girl was in, that she was being socially isolated.
The poor girl, there was nobody else going to say anything about it. Only me, and I just, I always kind of thought to myself...
And what were they constantly slagging her over her weight and her appearance?
It was going on for the whole year, and calling her ugly and calling her names. And I just wondered...
That's heartbreaking, isn't it?
And it was absolutely heartbreaking to look at her, and like she must have felt so bloody bad. Sorry for the language.
You know, I know. It would have affected her self-confidence and everything. Of course it would have. Yeah.
Her whole being was being trashed every day. And I just looked one day and said, okay, that's it. I've had it. I'm not looking
well,
at
fair
this.
Play to you. You were right. You were 100% right. And well done to you. It was a wonderful thing to do. And I'm sure she really appreciated it. I'm sure that girl,
but, you know, when people say don't do anything about the bullies and don't stand up for them, that's a load of nonsense.
What you did was you said something, okay, and you made a bit of a threat, and that's great, okay, and you protected that girl.
I made a bit of a threat. Yeah. I think I just kind of said to her, like, if you do this again, you will deal with me. And I was no threat to her.
Yeah.
I was 16. But I was, like unlike this girl, I was kind of popular and musical and all the rest of jazz. Who cares about that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So you basically, you know, in that school, you did command a bit of respect, whereas this poor girl didn't. And you felt that you could use that to your advantage.
After it,
yeah.
After it, she had loads of respect because she was in my gang and she was fine. And thank God for that, that I actually said something. And I would do it today if I had to.
Why do you think when you hear parents say, some of them, one or two of them saying that, they went through all the avenues you're meant to go through. They go to the school, they go to the guards, nothing's been done about it. And eventually they just go over and they pin the bully up against the wall and they say, ever touch my child again, I'll kill you.
Right.
Can you understand why parents do that?
No, well, it's actually understandable in one way. It's probably wrong in another way. You can't kind of pin someone up. But
no.
Then again, Niall, I'm sorry, you can. Because if somebody is like, I know your feelings about your daughter. Mm-hmm. I listen to you all the time. And you have said, if anyone ever did that, you would be, you know, not in the best.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't be the best outcome, put it that way.
Yeah, I'll do time.
You would do time. You've said that on the air.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I feel about bullying, because I would actually do time for anyone who bullied my child, my daughter or my son.
Well, look, well done to you, Anna. It's a wonderful story. And I'm sure that girl, wherever she is, will just remember it the way you remembered it as well. And she probably appreciates what you did for her. Let me go to Tony as well. Thanks for that. Tony, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Tony?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Tony, you were bullied as a child?
I was bullied in school, no.
Yeah, and you would intervene if your child was being bullied?
100%, no questions asked.
And have you ever had a situation where your child was being bullied?
Well, he's only 7 years of age at the minute, Noel, but...
Okay, well, yeah.
There's a couple of friends that I can see that are a little bit older than him, and they have this little bullying act in them, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't like it. When I see it, I just don't like it, you know? I take him away and I just bring him off and say, listen to him, don't be minding stuff like that.
Can you understand when you hear parents saying that, you know, they kind of took the law into their own hands, so to speak?
Noel, I'd 100% take the law into your own hands. I wouldn't go near the school. I wouldn't go to the police. I'd go straight to the parents and I'd take the law into my own hands. Because for me, bullies learn at home. Kids are not growing up.
So when you say you go to the parents, you say to the parents, listen, this either stops or I'll be
back. I wouldn't say anything. I'd go straight to the parents and I'd deal with them kids that don't do to my son.
Well, I don't advise that either, Tony. You know what I mean? If it was me, and I understand your anger, but I would go to the parents and say, look, this is it. One warning. It stops or I'll be back.
No, not a chance. Because I remember when I was growing up and I was getting bullied, my father, my mother done that, and it didn't work.
It depends on the parents. You know, some parents are scum and they don't care. But some parents do care.
Yeah, well, some parents do care and some parents don't. But to be honest with you, I couldn't care less whether he cared or not, because they'd have to care after what I'd done to them. I would not have it. It's just not now, not these days. It's too dangerous for kids to be getting bullied. The mental health suffers. I suffered with it for years.
No, I completely agree with you. It is very damaging to a child, Tony. Okay, different people have different ways of dealing with things. Sandra, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sandra?
Hi, how are you doing?
Sandra, your child was bullied as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you really fast there because I'm in a hurry. Basically, my child was bullied from the day he hit primary school till fourth class. And when made my tracks into every teacher, into the principal, sick of it. So eventually I just threatened the principal with a solicitor and going to Tulsa and going to social workers and everything, because I said, if my son was going into school every day complaining that his sister hit him or his brother or his brother hit him or whatever, a family member of maybe a father or mother was constantly attacking this child. And I said, look, he'd come into school. What's the first thing I said you'll do to me?
Contact social services, yeah.
Exactly. I said, so now he's gone through years and years. He's done nothing. Now it's me going to have to go to social services about what's happening to the child in school. He's not being protected while he's in your care. And straight away it stopped. Completely stopped. There was nothing happened ever again.
So they did something about it once they knew that you were going to take it seriously?
Yeah, because I made my track into the school, constantly in, out. Nothing was done. Oh, we speak to the parents, we'll do this, we'll do that. Nothing was actually after happening. He came out with marks on him and everything.
That's absolutely shocking. And I, to be honest with you, I'm going to continue this topic tomorrow because so many parents are ringing in, Sam, and I'm sorry to cut you a little bit short, but you're right. Sometimes you just have to stand up and kind of threaten to do the right thing.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.